This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to talk about body language and heart language just for a moment. Body language is obvious. You saw it evidenced in the play. It's things that we do physically to show pride. In the book of Proverbs, the proverb writer says there are 7 things that God hates. One of them is a lying tongue. God hates lying in you or me or in anybody. But one of them that's interesting, or the first one, is haughty eyes. And that literally means eyes that are lifted up. That's talking about body language of literally looking down on someone. Lifting your eyes to look down on someone. And that's interesting to me that that is the number one thing the proverb writer says that God hates. Pride can be spiritual, but it's still pride. Arrogance can have religious overtones and churchy overtones, but it's still arrogance. And pride, like any other sin, requires the forgiveness of Christ. But what about heart language? Tom and Teresa Elkins are our missionaries that we support in Durango, Mexico. Tom is the first person I've ever heard of that's mentioned this term. I'd never heard this term. He doesn't refer to the language that the Indian people speak as their native tongue or their mother tongue. Who knows what he calls it? Heart language. I'd never heard anyone refer to language in that way. But what he means, it's the language of their heart, is the language that their mother did speak to them. They learned that language at their mother's knee, so to speak. And he refers to their native tongue as their heart language. I want to suggest to you that you either have a heart language that manifests pride or you have a heart language that manifests humility before the Lord. All of us do. It's either manifesting humility before the Lord or pride and arrogance before the Lord. That's why there's body language that demonstrates pride and humility, but there's also a heart language that demonstrates humility or pride. What I want to do today is give you 4 principles to take home. They're wordy, I'm sorry, but sometimes I get carried away. I want you to write these down in your notes, if you will. Number one, there are people in every walk of life who are confident of their position, who look down on everybody else. There are people in every walk of life who are confident of their position, who look down on everyone else. That's true in every area of life. Let's talk about just a few areas of life. Let's talk about school. In every school, in every high school in particular, in every college, there are students who look down on other students. Every school. And it can be for academic reasons, it can be for social reasons, it can be for athletic reasons. And there are people who have this idea of superiority, that we are superior to other students. You remember that from your school. If you go to school now, you see it all the time, but it happens in school in a lot of different areas. The only athletic sport I participated in was wrestling for one semester. I was 0-12. I lost 12 matches in a row. I can honestly tell you that I never looked down on another opponent. I was always looking up from the mat, asking the referee, what happened? What happened? And that's literally the truth. There's some real truth to that in what I just told you. I never won a match. But so athletes can look down on other athletes. Scholars can look down at other scholars. Well, I have a higher ACT score than you do. I did better on the SAT. Well, my IQ is higher than yours, and you see pride and arrogance manifested in schools where people are confident of their position and they look down on everyone else. What about families? I'm convinced in every extended family, there are people in your extended family that look down on other members of the family.
Message continues tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.